dicen que es la más la más pendiente. Más que correcto. Then page 2 of the minute. And the 3.3, subsection 1. The presentation outlined the background to the CPAs and provided the distribution of CPAs according to. Yeah, the distribution I think is not the right way. Yeah, and provided the list, can say the list of CPAs as the provinces. And the other one is on 3.4.1. It further expressed concern on the structure of the report table. I think also it must be referred. The committee noted the non-compliance of the department in table. In the tabling of the annual report of CPA, the delete vein of CPA with further expert concern. I think the second one, that it further expressed concern on the structure, the report table must be refreshed. Mm-hmm. Anything on page 2, members? Page 3? Point 4.6, lack of adequate support and assistance to CPA. I think we must delete the hand there. CPA, which encounters.
3.4.6. Page 3.
Lack of adequate support and assistance to CPA, then there's hands.
Hands. It should be hands.
Hands. Okay. Have they encountered difficulties? Doesn't make sense. Lack of adequate support and assistance to CPA, which encountered difficulties. Let it be rephrased, but it doesn't make sense. What I noted there, the second line on matter. Okay, I think there is also the need for rephrasing of 3.5.2. Especially on matters to deal with that is provided for in the extension of security of China. I think also it must be referred. Honorable Walter?
Yes. There we go. So, Chase, sorry to take you back. My hand was up, but I think you missed it. Also, under 3.4, where was it? I don't understand. It was suggested that the committee should coordinate further training on CPAs on 3.4.3 to understand the differences between CPAs and Section 21 companies. I distinctly remember also raising the issue of business models, investigating business models that can turn it into successful ventures, CPAs to assist them with getting successful ventures off the ground as well, which I think it's something that the CPA should be looking at. There was also earlier comments made I'm just trying to find the exact spot. I read this earlier. In the next point, 3.4.4, it was also noted that the presentation did not illustrate the need to do with CPAs, but more attention should be placed on supporting them. Now, I'm not suggesting do away with CPAs, but I certainly am close to the idea of doing away with CPAs if they don't work either. I think I would just prefer a comment saying more attention should be placed on supporting them than commenting on their viability as an entity or not. I I'm also not saying that I'm for them. I'm still, frankly, making up my mind whether CPAs is the correct way to go. And I just don't think it was necessarily what the committee agreed there. What I think we all agreed on is that we must investigate ways of supporting them and finding the correct way of making it work.
I think the proposal raised is clear, members. So, that was agreed upon. Honorable Peter. Honorable Peter,
I just wanted something here in 3.32. What would also provide us an explanation regarding the reasons for non-compliance with the CPA caps? As that standard stands, one gets or rather increased impression that it is the department that is not complying. But when you look at the reasons, you get the impression that it is actually the CPAs that are not compliant. So I think there's something missing. For non-compliance, let's say, by CPAs. I think we need to include that. But if you read the draft of the case, you get the impression that the department that is failing to comply because of accountability, non-accountability, corruption, conflict within communities.
But is it not that the CPAs are supposed to submit their reports to the department?
Yeah.
The department is the one that is supposed to account to us on the performance of the CPAs. By submitting or by tabling the annual report of the CPA to the committee, because the CPAs on themselves, they can't bring their report direct to us. They must submit the report to the department, then the department must submit the report to us.
So then we need to separate them. If you say, this is like an argument with the whole, you know, does this mean therefore that we lump together non-accountability by the department as well as corruption? Are we saying the department is corrupt? That's why I said that you know, we need to say for non-compliance by the CPAs. Then we can say accountability, lack of accountability, corruption, conflict within communities. Otherwise we put all the blame on the department.
No, we're not putting the blame on the department. I think this lack of accountability were the reasons that were forwarded to us, that is why the CPAs are failing to account on time. They lack to account because of corruption, because of the conflict to communities. But I agree with you that must be specific.
Yes.
That's some of the reasons that makes the CPA not to comply or to perform effectively, corruption as mentioned on the minutes.
Yes.
But also to indicate that the department also must monitor that the CPAs are submitting, are complying and submitting the reports on time. Can I proceed to page 3?
Whatever that CPA appeal that apostrophe, that is because of the fraud of the team.
Okay. Page 4. Any mover?
I so moved.
Any second?
I so moved.
As you honorable member, the minutes were adopted with the amendments. Then can we get the briefing, the update on the oversight visit, as well aware that from next week, Monday, we're going to have
one of the questions you requested is that the figures are not here. They're not, unless you have the margin. Mm-hmm.
Are they not?
It's for overtime.
We will talk about it so over time.
But we can also keep it going when we meet with the department so that we track, because that was the question that was raised by members. I think they were responding to that question. Because we asked them how many farms that would be exiting their recap. So I think we have to, for oversight people for now, but when we engage with them on their recap, we can just fight it and raise the matter. Can we get the update? Honorable Julie? I think we agree if there's a need for a meeting, we can have that meeting. But if, because of whom, after visiting the recap, we're still going to continue the discussion. So we can put also the matter there, that should be another alternative. So we are going to brief us about this program for oversight.
Thank you, sir. We think later the revised program, which shows our area of focus this time around is restitution and recapitalization. For recapitalization, all the farms that have been chosen are the class farms. So when we go further, we'll probably get restitution as well. And we chose this from the list that you have speculated, which are farms that are going to exit. I'm not sure. Yeah, the problem is this one. And there's also this A3, this, which actually gives you an idea about this is what, this is not a case, I think.
Yes.
That's not a case. Did we also do housing as well? Or the other?
The machine is not working.
We will print another one later and we'll calculate, which actually shows you the farms across the country except the not an A, which we have now. I think the program is just explanatory. What I want members to look at is actually that one day we're going to go to land in Huffington from different provinces. We're proposing Sunday so that we start early on Monday. On Monday morning from 7 o'clock we drive to Rimfasma, which is about 120 kilometers away. From Huffington, not Kimberley. Yeah, that's a mistake. It should be Huffington, from Huffington.
Mm-hmm.
And where we're going to meet with the Rimfasmark CPA. Now, this is chosen because of the nature of the dynamics, in that you have a component of a CRDC being implemented. It's a restitution settlement. You've got a lot of community dispute. Rimfasmark at some stage was under administration. So a lot of things that we've been talking about, these are issues that will come up from engagement with that CPA. The CPA that is experiencing a lot of, grassroots leadership and all that from the team. So it becomes a useful, not only a case study, but where the committee can make certain recommendations and interventions. We have also asked the colleagues in the Northern Cape office to prepare for us some kind of profiles about different projects which we will visit. Secondly, in that afternoon, we then proposing that we visit recapitalization farms, and these are the ones that we are told they will be exiting the system. There is a recapitalization fund at the end of this financial year. But the suggestion here is we break into two teams. We're not sure how many members have confirmed so far. If it becomes unworkable, I think we can always readjust. But the proposal is that if we have 10 members, we can have two teams of 5 going to different places. The reason being that if, from there we go back to Abington, but on our way back, we then come to the farm, Janoni Land, and the farm back, which comes like saying, why do you make us travel this distance? You could have chosen, you know, areas that are close by. Northern Cape, as we are all aware, the distances are quite, it's a vast province. So that's a challenge that you deal with in the Northern Cape. On the second day, we're proposing that we leave at 6:30 in the morning to drive to Kimberley. It's about 450 kilometers. So it's about 5 hours of driving. To, you can't fly from Abin. Well, unless if you hire a private jet or something.
I don't know my choice.
Okay, we'll take you up. We'll take you on that. So we're proposing that we drive to Kimberley, but on our way to Kimberley, we visit Carlos Farm, which is about 50 kilometers. So we start on this project, which is also a genius as well, which the members can look at. It's on our way to Kimberley. So that afternoon, we claim that we should be in Kimberley at around 1:30 or so, you know. And then we then move straight into to look at the lodgement site and receive written by the commission in the Northern Cape how they've been dealing with the restitution issues. The next, on the third day, we then fly to Johannesburg. On that day, we meet a CPA. We've been talking about CPAs and recapitalization, so we will then get to understand more about the challenges and dynamics around this CPA, the conflict, and how they are managing their farms. From there, we then move to Van der Veil Farm. Our recapitalization farm in Gauteng will be at the Mpule local municipality. We then visit four projects. These are in close proximity to each other, about not more than 50 kilometers. So I think we can do about four recap farms on that day. After that, we then move to Gauteng. We spend Friday morning at the commission to look at the lodgement sites, to look at how they are facilitating restitution. So that will be the end of this leg of oversight visit, and Pumla will take.
Thank you, sir. I thought I should table this to members so that members can decide. With the CPA from
Rama CPA, their offices, their farm is based in Pretoria, just at the back of Medjonsa, and the majority of the community members stay in Modidi, 45 minutes from their farm in Medjonsa, near Medjonsa. But the challenge is that, and the experience has shown that more often than ever, you find out that members of the leadership of the CPA is the one that is in conflict with the beneficiaries. Therefore they tend to move the meeting away from beneficiaries so that they can be alone in those meetings. Therefore, I wanted to check with the community members, are they comfortable for us to go first and visit the communities at 45 minutes drive, so that when we come back to the farm where the CPA is situated, we have already heard what the communities wanted to say to members. Because if we go to the offices alone, won't be able to meet with the beneficiaries, because we will be told that they don't have transport, they are not working, all those excuses.
Thank you.
Beneficiaries before we meet with the leadership, and then the issues raised
think the claimant, the beneficiary, need to be sent a message that we did have him on such and such a day. We must find a way of doing that. I don't know how we're going to do it, because if we tell the CPA, they may go and tell their group for assembly at another place. We are not even going to be sure if these are the rightful beneficiaries or this is a you can have a hired group that can rehearse everything and then so the rehearsing will be, you know, singing praises to the CPA. You know, so we just need to make sure that we do that. We tell the leadership that we're going to meet with the beneficiaries. But at the same time we must tell the people in the commission to send a message to the beneficiary. So there'll be two messages talking about the same thing, date, venue and time sense.
Chair, I propose
to
you know, you don't get the happy food. Or maybe we identify, if it's an alternative, we identify one area to delay ngayo, then we come to housing. I was just looking at the same plan, 415 kilometers, the same delay. Maybe if we can just make a proposal, which is, if this is a standard, if we go to Kimberley, if it's Kimberley, we go to the office, we look at the project along Kimberley, then from there, we flash it to Napirashala as many projects as we can. If we see a job, maybe up in the people who second round, that's another one. Although we do by system number system, but so on has a one of the system, but it will be better than the long system.
So for action, what I'm saying is, if you go to the King Valley agency, you need to have accommodation in between. You cannot drive 450 kilometers same day. You can say, today we are living here, we sleep around the road there, from there the only thing we go to keep. But we cannot drive 450 kilometers. That is too much.
I think we agree with you, because even that maybe you said it should be 200 something here. But what we are saying would be maybe if we focus on one side.
Yeah,
Kimberley or Appington. For the 2 days, then we move to Joburg. Then in January, maybe we focus on the other side of Northern Cape again. Then we move to the other province.
Concerns when members of parliament allow themselves to be sorted. I've got no problem with 500 kilometers. I don't have the slightest problem. We do the job. We feel the pain of discomfort. This is exactly what our people go through on a daily basis. With a comfortable, air-conditioned vehicle, we go there, we do the job. It will be a worthwhile worth capturing in our lives. I don't have a problem. Even if it was 500 kilometers.
I will compete with the person with the most horrible experience from this soldier here. I've also slept in the pipes. I've also had quite a discomfort in my home life. But my understanding of our common political struggle, I'm not saying it's a narrow part of political struggle, is that it is about making things as easy as possible and only making things difficult and unbearable if it comes to show. So my persuasion, Chair, would be that your proposal committee, that the proposal of the chair will really accommodate it. This is not the experience of the day to day of the people. There's nothing to learn out of it, absolutely nothing. You know, when we visited China with one legislature in 2006, and we climbed the Chinese wall, I do know that I was amongst the best to climb as high as possible. But sometimes it depends on the purpose. The purpose on the Chinese wall is to climb as high as possible. But here, Appington and what is Kimberley can be flown from, it's not that they don't join the two of them. That's the anomaly. But from Joburg you can go to Kimberley. From Joburg you can go to Appington. So that is why I'm proposing that let's take the chair's, let's take the chair's option. We will not finish the work of 5 years in 1 week. Let's choose where we want. want to go, I would even say that can we mandate the chair to speak with our committee officials to choose either we go that side or this side. At the next visit, we land in Joburg and go the other side. It's not that the anomaly that they are not joined with the flag, you know. I wanted really to persuade chair, including Uzi, that there's no day-to-day experience of anyone in that 415. From East London to City 359, I travel a good 5 hours. Sometimes then I go by a and then it becomes almost 4 hours. Now, and that's why I'm just saying, I'm persuading committee that we consider your proposal. So we take one leg, we take the other leg later. Perhaps at some stage, the portfolio committee on the other things will consider a joining flight later on. So back to the business. My fear is that probably most of the places now have been initially conducted and bookings and things. If we can give you a mandate to work with the committee officials to continue to refine. But for now, I would have loved to. There's something I want to place on the record because I want to meet Mr. Chamala. Chair, these bookings that you must confirm a week before, definitely I'm one kind of politician I cannot confirm a week before, you know. That a week before I'll be traveling from East London, a week before I'll be traveling. When there are notices on the spur of the moment that go and speak at this funeral now and so on. And sometimes, for your record also, I hate to be like begging when I've got to indicate that I've got a conference that all of a sudden I must go and stand in. And it's like now the avenue system is a straight jacket. I'm mindful of the rules. One day they were spread all over our tables and our desks to show us. But we make the rules. And therefore, this thing, Chair, I am just alerting everyone, including you, my honorable Chair, that these things is very simple. Look now, I've got a funeral here on Sunday, here in Africa, and that's which location up in Cape Town, you know. Now, I am going to decide if I'm going there. I'm just talking to logistics to say, please, I want to meet with Mr. Chamberlain. It needs to be the speaker and what to say. Circumstances of members can never be such straight lines and straight jackets. Because I've had an experience in the last one, Joseph, where I had to leave regardless. Because I could no longer get an extension because I was cautious and didn't book the Friday. And for me, it can't work like that. I'm honest, I want to go on record. I want to meet Mr. Chamberlain. Chair, can we get an indication just as where the accommodations are? Because I think that one is provided on this.
Distance, but even the temperature, you know, it can get very, very hot.
then there are things you mean that those people who are near the Kalahari, that they are lesser South Africans than those who are in the cities. I think we need to make a difference in this committee and say, let us start at the tail end of the village, you know. Then we set it up in 10, you know. And then when we, if we have to come back, maybe we may say next time we'll hit the areas near the airport, you know, near the city, near the, yeah, and I'm just saying that, you know, in Cuba, near the city lights. But let us start back in the rural, and then we can. But whatever, I'll go anyway.
Keep on thinking this thing is resisting you. The church is just the 28th and the 27th, the caffeine, they got the 12 mafia with the things, so please do not make an expenditure there. The northern chapter, and I agree with the logic, where rural development and the kinetics of the rural areas, then I also have a problem if you have to drive long distances, whatever the district was. But I'm part of the northern chapter, so thank you.
Okay,
we've
got
my availability, unfortunately, only for the 4 and 5. I will be engaged in taking some seats from the DA before that.
You'll be joining us.
No, sir. I'm saying my constituency engaged in by elections on the 26th. Before that, yeah. I only as the 27th and the 28th.
Okay. Okay. Colleagues, I think we've discussed this later. We've agreed that maybe this time we focus on one area and one part of Northern Cape. But there was a proposal that we start in Upington. The second one will go to Kimberley. Do you agree on the proposal? Okay. They agree on the proposal. I think they will be taken into consideration when planning is being done. And also the projects that are next to Upington, we just have projects that are next to we're not meaning next maybe 20 kilometers. No, that's whatever, but maybe 100, because Northern Cape is vast, so we can't avoid that. So we need just to make sure that we identify projects that are on the uplift in the case 150, but we can't avoid those people. But we must be working around Argentina for this first leg. Then in the second leg, we'll consider going to Kimber. I think that has been agreed upon. Another question on the table?
Just for the record, Chair, I will also be asking who the group when we get back to Johannesburg. I did inform your secretary, but just for the record.
I think members have got secretary, can you forward those written confirmation to Mushe, because it's the one who's responsible for the booking. So that if there's a mistake, at least there's a written administration can take, not to everybody. So your secretary will just confirm the date that should be available on.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to ask, are you saying, when you say the Kimberley will be done on the second leg, are you saying because we have already applied for the second leg January met as well, which the committee approved to be a SMC for the Kimberley stand. Now, because they are receiving the development, you're saying that we were, but not with your question, but.
The application that I have, for January.
For January?
Can I ask you? Applications are done politically. Whatever is approved politically, no official in parliament can declare approval. But before that approval is granted, they must do their own credit check. Check if there is money for accommodation for this committee. That we've got budget allocation, which budget, in that budget allocation, each line item has got its own budget. If there is no, for an example, there is no budget for accommodation, therefore CFO must liaise with me, with the reception, to check which line item does have money that we can do development. That's the process that is delaying. Otherwise, it will never be approved if it has been approved politically. Politically, they are approved. It's with the administration in terms of finances only.
No, why I'm mentioning this, I'm not involving myself to admin, but I don't want just to keep the history. Remember when we came to the summit, we knew long ago that all of us are going. Later that day, you know, they're going to accommodate 4 or 5, whatever number. Now, I'm trying to figure out which side one I'm confused with. Because we were saying the hotels that are not yet approved, the Shabalala guy will be the one that we must have. I'm just saying this.
Chair, politically, all members of the committee have consent, their attendance has been approved and they have consent. Babunda Pane is confirmed to leave the committee. But we have been approved politically. It's only finances. There is nothing that is going to change except the changes that come from members. And it's not Shabalala on record who's delaying the whole process. Yeah. CFO.
No, it's you.
That's not part of this.
It's Mr. Kral, it's not
I think they oversight 27 to the 11th.
We live on the 27th. To the 11th, oversight week. Oh, okay. Yeah. 27 January up to the 11th of February. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Until the official opening of the what happened in that journey? Vis-a-vis the money of the other northern case yet. And I don't think of AMFA. Her motivation is quite ahead of this. So that they have adequate time to protest. My proposal says that in January we proceed with KZN and GTK as we have proposed. When we said then we take the other leg of Northern Cape check, it means it's like we can't be in all provinces at the same time check. It's like other provinces which will not be able to take at once. So we started with Western Cape almost 2 months now and without others. So my proposal said if Kampen with the consequences. In January we proceed with KZN and ETK, whatever motivation of the people are and then we will then at the next round share also with your advice when we're going maybe to northwest see together with that leg of the case. That's my understanding, Chair. So that was my concept, Chair.
I'm not thought that the oversight this is not between 10 and 10 or to the 11. Funds will be exhausted, but that's not the end of life. There will be new financial yes, when we consider other provinces, I think, you know, that's Kimberley Park. Supposed to be included in that oversight. But also maybe to, if we can agree that a research needs to be done so that we have some study tools in one of the African, one or two of the African countries, you know, when they are land reforming. Maybe two African countries and then one, one African, because maybe we're listening to the like Africa.
Yeah.
How are they doing, you know? Because the situation is not there finally. But if we can have a research one on one African country and also on one, and then you can advise accordingly when you come back, so that in the next financial year, then we would see. Yeah, if research can be done in Africa, in two countries and two in Africa and two. Yeah. Then I think we agree on the. On the program, member?
Sure, can you note? My apology question was that I will join you after the 28th.
I said you have for secretary. Forward your apologies to Mbuke so that it doesn't mean that you don't book any Nanke Aranan Buke. So that one can be noted in fact. All the apologies for oversight must be forwarded to Mbuke on time so that Narakala Aplena. About that, which will be available, will not be available in writing.
Yeah, Catherine, I was going to say, on this historical claims, I think the first country to do this will be New Zealand, because the Aboriginal claims and all those. And it's very interesting to know that, you know, one of the lawyers representing the Aborigines is a South African. He's a South African who grew up on the other side. But he's the lawyer who's handling the historical claims, and he has actually shown interest in wanting to know how South Africa, you know, our system functions and separate from there. But I think the other country again will be in Asia. That is, it should be India. India has got the best programs on land restitution, and their poverty levels are a little bit higher than ours. Maybe in Africa, people can do other studies and check. I mean, Namibia actually has done a study. I think they were the first to do it on land, and they are different from Zimbabwe, where the approach is a bit different. But Namibia, even including the role of traditional leaders, even traditional leaders and their role, you know, in land issues. I'm just saying that our researchers can look into those countries, or even others. And then I find out which one should be the first. But I think New Zealand, for me, has it for.
Let us get a challenge to the proposals made by members be taken into consideration and also give the administration the opportunity to process those. I think also the department can assist because some of the models show today other countries so that someone would what is it that they copied there, what is it that they are doing there, how are they applying that in the country, you know, which they've taken some of the things from those countries.
Including foreigners
there.
On the light of fucking note, members who can't be in the car for 4 hours, can they be in an airplane for over 9 hours?
In our own manner, And when we have got dissatisfaction, it will never be corrected for men. That's troubling. The members, when the committee went out some month, 2 months ago, have not yet been paid. It's all I'm saying. And Chair, I repeat the last case. I've got a funeral in Cape Town this weekend. So the decision has not yet been made. As I mentioned yesterday. Now, logistically, I have confirmed to be moving from Durban and all that. So I was criticizing our staff that I'm sure I'm not sure again, ma'am. I'm the emotion of sure again, ma'am. I honestly didn't say it. So the system must be workable. The system must allow good. If that happens, because I can prove. If you have a health certificate, I can breathe. Or this is a program, yes, funeral. But I have not yet decided whether I'm attending or not. Because we did that yesterday. That's all I was just saying, Nashe. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you solve this matter? Because my understanding is that if you have travelers by committee work, the training system is not the same as it's different. So there's a political letter, political approval letter that must be attached on the shame of the member. I think that must be sorted out. I don't know who's responsible for it, because if there's no political approval that is attached to the shame of the member, it delays the payment. They're not going to pay for that. And if it's a procedure, I think our support staff must make sure that if we travel by committee, they make sure that they distribute those political approvals to members, for members to attach them on their chain to avoid the delays. I think there are several things that have been turned back even on my side, that they need political approval. You wait for a week or 2 weeks waiting for that political approval only to find out, you know, came at a later stage. I think that must be addressed. Another one, Peter, I wanted to close.
Yeah, in a sense, I don't understand what you mean by political net. Because the form itself says, I think in and the secretary of the portfolio committee, my friend, is that not enough?
There's a letter that I'm talking from a student, I think they will agree with me also. If you can go to the members' facility, submitting the committee claim with your boarding pass, they're not going to pay it. They're saying it's a committee activity, you must get a political approval. I don't know where that political approval coming from, but that is what I experienced, because there was just... No, they know the committee section, I think they know where that comes from. But that is what the members' facility needs. I don't know whether other members didn't experience the same, the issue of attaching the political approval. That is what I was saying. I think it must be sorted out. So I can explain that.
Thank you, Chair. Again, members' facility are playing games, because if you have an SMC for that trip, they've got political approval. They can't give you, they can't process your SMC without political approval. It's with them, it's not with us, because they've got the political approval. But because I only distribute those political approval on request without understanding what is happening, because they've got the political approval, they can't process anything with that approval.
Remember, you saw when I go to the task, we're going to make the task here. And it's a shame. Because it can't depend from pillar to post. If a political approval has been sent while the application was made, if the meetings were made, there was no need for them to, you know, to want that political approval for the second time. But I think in our discussion, at another level, we have to raise those issues. Honorable Makati.
Thank you, Chair. At one time we were saying that we are also policy makers. How if we raise these issues in our caucuses and parties? Because it also affects us as members and not the officials. The officials are under our control. So there's someone, somewhere to us as members. Doing all this,
drink my own thing. Let them go then, go and buy the that man's nose, and then we'll get them for them.
No, I think I'm going to also raise it in the committee of your.
Yeah,
because already we can't be treated like that. No, I should not go to the radio. paper, one paper, for your claim to be approved. No, I don't think it's correct. Thank you, Honourable Member, for attending this meeting.
Thank you.
I don't know. 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 I don't know